A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Tzadi Tes, Yevamos 99a, pagination 197. We'll start from the very top of the page. Tanu Rabbanon, with three intriguing cases that might be viewed as riddles. Tanu Rabbanon, we learnt. Yesh Choletz Le'imo Misofik. There could be a case where a person would end up doing chalitza to a woman who's really his mother, but misafik, he's not quite sure which one is his mother, so he has to do chalitza to two different women, but we know when we're doing them that one of them is an unnecessary chalitza because it's his mother. La'choso misafik. There could be a case where a person is doing chalitza to his sister. And again, if we would know which one was his sister, we would never require chalitza. This is going back to the original Mishnah of our Masechta, that if it's a very high-level violation, then the opportunity for Yibum doesn't exist, and therefore chalitza is not necessary. But in this case, we're not sure if it's his sister, and therefore we're requiring chalitza. Lebita misafek, and you can have as well a case where a man is doing chalitza for his daughter, but he doesn't know which one is his daughter, and therefore he has to do the chalitza on each one of the available women, even though we know that one of them is really unnecessary. And this intriguing case, or series of cases that's going to be created over here, is all a throwback to the Mishnah on the facing page, which was Chamesh Noshim Shenisarvo V'lodoseyen, a case where five women gave birth and the children were mixed up. They didn't keep track whose child belongs to who, and therefore we have to be careful in all regards, all the different possibilities of who might be related to who. Ketzad. Let's go through the cases. Imo v'isha acheres, a man who has a mother, and also there's another woman in this equation, and these two women, his mother and this other woman, v'lohen shnei zecharim, had two male children from beforehand. So we're talking very cryptically. Let's kind of open up the equation to appreciate what's going on here. Rashi tells us, for example, you have Yaakov and Rachel, they were married. And they had a child from before. That child's name, we'll call him Yosef. Likewise, there's Reuven and Chana married. And they had a child from before. His name is Chetzron. And now, these same unions, Yaakov and Rachel, Reuven and Chana, have a child that's born in a cave, and they mix up the children. Rachel doesn't know which one of these children is hers. Chana doesn't know which one of these children is hers. Okay, we have two children born with unknown status. They don't know who their mother is. Now, Yaakov and Reuven, the men of the marriages we've been discussing, pass away. There's no issue of Yibum at this point because there are children. There are children that we know who the mother is. That's Yosef and Chetzron. And there are also two children that we know for sure they're leaving children behind, even though we don't know which one belongs to who. But we know for a fact that both fathers had children. Yibum is not the issue at this point. What happened then is that Yosef and Chetzron marry the women that are available to them. So that Yosef marries his friend Chetzron's mother, and Chetzron marries his friend Yosef's mother. And then, once Chetzron is married to Rachel, and Yosef is married to Chana, these men pass away. So Yosef and Chetzron are dead without children. Rachel and Chana are now supposed to do Yibum with the brothers of Yosef and Chetzron. The problem is that we don't know which child is the real brother of Yosef and which child is the real brother of Chetzron. If we did know, we would simply say, well, brother of Chetzron, you could marry Rachel just like your brother Chetzron did. So go ahead and do either Yibum or Chalitza. And likewise, we would tell the brother of Yosef, if we knew which one he was, either do Yibum or Chalitza for Chana. But we don't know which one is which. And therefore, we're going to require that both sons do Chalitza, which is the safe approach. You don't know if it's your mother or it's a different woman. You're going to do Chalitza on this person, this woman, and we know that if they each do two chalitzos, Rachel and Chana will be free to marry other people. They'll have done the chalitza, they'll be out of the Yibum situation. But we also know that by requiring two chalitzos for Rachel and two chalitzos for Chana, we know for a fact that one of those chalitzos each is actually a son performing chalitza for his mother. It's a great oddity for such a thing to happen. It's a riddle of sorts. How could such a thing happen? But that's what's going to happen, because we're going to require chalitza in order to let them free and make sure that the correct person ended up at the end of our whole story, did chalitza for the right person. We continue. La'achoso misafik, the beginning of a line. How do you have a case where a person could be doing chalitza for his sister? And again, had we known it's a sister, we wouldn't require chalitza. But it's a case of confusion with a second marriage, and therefore we required it. Kate said, how does it work? Imo v'isho acheres. You have a man. In the figure, I made a box for him. You have a man who has a mother and also has a different woman in this equation. Shayoldu shtei nekevos b'mechove. And they gave birth to two girls in a cave, in a hidden place, so that they got mixed up. So the two girls that were born in the cave, one of them is certainly his sister, because his mother just gave birth, but he doesn't know which one is his sister. And also in that cave is a girl that would be totally permitted to him. She was born from a different woman. And two brothers from a different woman, we're constructing a case that they're totally unrelated to those girls who got mixed up. And the way that would happen is that the girls that are born, even if one of them is being born from his mother, but it's from a different father, so he does not share fathers with the girl of the confusing case, of the exchanged case. But he does share that father with these two other brothers from a different mother. Those two brothers don't share father or mother with the girls of the confusion, and therefore they married these girls. Umesu belobanim, and now these brothers who married the two girls both die without children. Choletz lishtehen. He's going to have to do chalitza to both of those girls, because they are the wives of his brothers through his father. He's going to have to do chalitza for them, unless he can prove which one is his sister, so that he doesn't have to do chalitza for her. But since he can't prove which one is his sister, he's going to do two chalitzos, even though we know that one of them, although we don't know which one, but one of them is chalitza for his sister. And now the final case. Bito misafek. How could it be that a person would have to do chalitza for his daughter misafek because of a confusion that it ends up that way? Ketzad, how? Ishto v'isho acheres, you have his wife and another woman, sheyoldu shtei nekevos b'mechove. They give birth to two girls in a hidden place, in a cave, and the girls get confused which one is which, and we don't know. Uvo acheyin v'nosum. And then, brothers of one of the father went and married them. Now that's okay, because you're allowed to marry your niece, and therefore these two brothers were marrying either someone else's kid, nothing to do with their family, or if it was related, it was related by being their niece. And that's fine, you're allowed to do that. Umesu belobonim. And then these brothers died without children, so that the two girls of our original story who got confused in the cave are falling for Yibum Chalitza to the brother. If he knows which one is his daughter, in other words, he knows that his brother married the niece, so then no Chalitza is required, because that's a very close relationship. It's his daughter. There's no Yibum. There's no requirement for Chalitza. But because he doesn't know which one is his daughter, Zecholetz Levito Misafik, V'Zecholetz Levito Misafik, they're going to have to do Chalitza to both girls, even though we know that one of them is his daughter and really does not require Chalitza had we known which one. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.